Here are some things we call tact facts that you have to keep in mind as you start to go through this discussion. And if as long as you keep these things in mind, it'll make it easier for you to ask the who, what, when, where, how, and why questions. Keep in mind, number one, that the problem the prospect brings you is never the real problem. When they say, I'm having a problem with getting reports, that isn't the real problem. What you have to find out is, well, why is that a problem for you? What is the cause and effect? See, what they've stated is, this is what's going on in our business. I'm not getting reports. Well, what's the impact of that? And that's what the real problem is, and you have to get to there. The question a prospect asks you is never the real question. Now, we're going to deal with how to work with questions a little bit later on, but remember Sales 102. Answer every question with a, you already know the answer, a question. We got to get used to doing that, and we'll talk about why we're not doing that in a second. And the third thing is the statement the prospect makes is never the real statement. In other words, when a prospect says to you, we're interested in, you can't automatically be like the commercial on TV for the hamburger joint where your mind goes, cha-ching, got one. Interested in does not mean that they're a prospect and they're ready to buy. So you have to find out what that really means. There are some things that you need to do to intensify the pain, if you will. And in doing so, what might happen is you might become a little uncomfortable. Just for grin, stop and think about the last time you were on a sales call and you asked a question that was an incredibly difficult question that caused you to be uncomfortable. If that's not happening, then you're not asking tough enough questions. You've got to say some things that are going to make you feel really uncomfortable. In other words, when someone says to you, well, if you suppose you do a good question, say, well, how much is this problem costing you? And they say, well, it's costing us $50,000 a year. You've got to be gutsy enough to say, well, with all due respect, Sally, that doesn't sound like much of a problem. When you're talking about maybe turnover, or you're talking about maybe claims and insurance or breakdowns on a piece of equipment, and you say, well, how often does that happen? Well, it's happened once in the last 6 months. You've got to be gutsy enough to say, well, you know what? That probably won't happen again. Now, we're going to have some fears about doing that because it's happened once, you want to go ahead and sell your product. You want to go ahead and sell your service to try and fix that thing. You've got to push them a little bit. You've got to get them to defend their position. You've got to get them to say, well, no, but it might happen again. And that's what causes you to say, well, suppose it does.